Konnichiwa, bitches, and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. It's been a long time since I've given a good konnichiwa, bitch.
Konnichiwa, bitch. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Where's my coffee gone?
Right, we're on one already.
We are, certainly.
Alright. Well, at least we're friends again now.
We are.
You may have noticed the lack of a podcast last week.
Yeah.
And that's because after the last podcast we recorded, Rob turned around. He went, "You're f***ing not cheese, you are. I don't want to record the podcast anymore." So, for about a week, he didn't get in contact with me, wouldn't talk to me, proper took it to heart.
The previous 30 seconds of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted is a complete lie.
I just had to take the week off. That was all.
Listen, you had a bad one, and then...
I didn't have a bad week. I just needed a week off.
Yeah, you needed a week off. You had a busy. Too full on.
I'm a busy boy.
You are
busy,
busy Brian. And then we had that thing with Bob when another day off school.
Right.
Another day off school.
Yeah, another day off. You know, it's all too much, so, you know... Yeah.
We're a breather.
Just took a week off.
We've come back. We're now more mental than ever before. So, And we've got maracas.
Yeah. We've got more instruments now. Rob's hung his triangle up. Because we have evolved into quite a musical...
I think that's actually making a noise now.
A musical kind of podcast. We're like musical theatre, aren't we?
Eventually, there will be no talking in this.
I've forgotten how to play this in 2 weeks.
Push the buttons down.
Yes. Yeah.
So eventually there will be no talking on the podcast.
No, just continuous sounds of the accordion and triangle. No, stop, stop.
Sorry.
Because it will just carry on.
It will
never stop.
Yeah.
So you're all right then? You're all right?
Yeah, I got a bad back, but I'm all right other than that.
Mm?
Yeah,
football. Well, you got a bad back.
Do you want me to explain?
No, it's American football.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Oh, you've been playing that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Did you win?
No.
No? The thing is, I like to discuss things with you, Rob, but I like to discuss things that I have some kind of
knowledge
about.
Interesting.
American football, just haven't got a clue. I've tried it.
That's fair enough.
Come along
when I explain.
Last season, I was trying to get into Red Zone and everything.
Yeah.
I watched it once and I was like, all right.
That was that.
Yeah, done. So.
Have you watched much of the Formula One this year?
I haven't watched any of it yet. No, we're three races in nearly, aren't we?
Third race coming.
Fourth? I'm out of it all. Yeah, do you want to come around and watch the race?
Can't. I'm busy.
Busy. Too busy.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. But you all right, though? I'm okay.
I'm all right. I like I said, I had a week off, but my week was eventful. For one, I had to kick my back doors in. Because I had to go out to shop, early doors, to get some milk.
Right.
I had no milk for my coffee.
Okay.
To open the door, I had to pick up my keys.
Yep.
Unlock the deadlock.
Yep.
And then what I did, instead of putting those keys in my pocket, I just threw them on the windowsill, walked out, shut the door. I was like, So I locked myself out.
So
it was 7 o'clock
on a Sunday morning. You'd gone out the front door.
I went out the front door.
But the keys...
My house is locked. It's nice and secure. I'm going out.
Yeah.
I've got the keys in my hand.
Yeah.
I go to the front door. I unlock the front door.
Yeah.
Open the front door.
Put the keys on the side.
I literally threw them, mate. I wasn't thinking. Just threw them on the side, walked out, and that was it.
Bang.
So, yeah. So, I had to kick my back door in. And I did it in two. I was quite impressed with myself.
You did it in two?
Yeah, and not only that, I had quite a manly morning. Because not only did I manage to boot the door down in two,
right.
I managed to repair the door.
Excellent work.
I with the busted up lock,
yeah.
I managed to kind of put it back together. There I was, Sunday morning, half past seven, hammer in my kitchen.
Did you get your coffee?
Bashing the lock. No, I was too pissed off to go get milk.
So you didn't even get to the shop?
No, I didn't even get to the shop. I was just pissed off.
Right.
I knew straight away I'd locked myself out, and I only had myself to blame. In that situation,
you couldn't
I can't
swear
blame
anyone else.
Anybody else. I wasn't being distracted by the kids or anything. They were out. You know, it was just me. No excuse. I wasn't on drugs at the time. So no excuse. And that makes it even worse. So that door got it, man. I'm good at smashing back doors in.
Yeah.
I am proper good at it.
You definitely kicked the back doors in.
Kicked that back door in. But because I did it in two, it was kind of a good lesson for me as well. Because I thought, my house ain't that secure. If I could do it in two, and I'm quite a beta male, can you imagine what an alpha male could do? He could knock that out in one.
In one.
So not only did I repair that broken door, I had to walk to town, get a new lock. 20 quid for a new lock.
20 quid?
That was an expense I didn't want to pay this month.
No.
Came home, fixed the door. Not only that, added an extra lock up top for security.
Good work.
Just to stop me bashing the back doors in the next time. Yeah. The next time I lock myself
out.
So
what you've now done is you've made it even worse for the next time.
I've made it even worse for me. I thought kicking it down in two, not enough of a challenge. I want to kick my back door in one.
Yeah.
I kick anybody's back door in one.
Yeah.
If you need your back doors kicking in, I'm your man.
I
proved it at the weekend.
You did.
Sounds like an advert. Are you having problems with your back door? Do you need your back doors kicking in? Something like that.
Yeah. I like it. It's very good. We'll get that up on JML and all good retail stores.
I'm your man. I'm available.
You are. Backdoor basher. So other than the door, everything's okay with you?
Everything's all right. Don't say tickety-boo, because I've got a story about it. A lady on the phone the other day. I know you were leading there, mate. You always go into it. I saw the setup, right? I was on the phone at work to this lady.
Right.
We were talking about various stuff. Business.
Yeah, worky work.
And then right at the end, she went, well, I'll give you a call in a couple of days and see if everything is tickety-boo. I was like, yes, tickety-boo, 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 to you, tickety-boo.
Nice.
So that was good.
So it's spreading even further now.
Yep, that's right.
It's very good. I believe it's all down to us.
But I kind of...
What's that?
I kind of didn't know how to react, though, in that situation.
Please tell me.
Because I was at work.
Please tell me that you burst into song and just went, tickety-boo, tickety-boo.
No, because I'm a constant professional, Rob. You know this. I just went, I like that word.
Oh, you see? Now, I would have not resisted. I'd have just gone for it, hell for leather. Full on, tickety-boo, tickety-boo.
That's the difference between me and...
I think I only got to about the second tickety-boo and she went, boo, hung up. Oh, dear.
So we've been all right, generally, the last couple of weeks. I'll tell you someone who hasn't been all right.
Who?
It's our old friend, Mr. Bieber.
Oh, is that him there?
Yeah, that's him texting me now to tell me what's up.
JB, is he all right? Why, what's up with him? What's wrong with him now?
Well, he's being sued.
For his hair, because I remember the hair was the last thing it was big controversy about.
Controversy with the hair a few weeks ago. He got dreadlocks. Everyone went mad.
Yeah.
We said, Bieber wants dreadlocks.
He can have dreadlocks.
He can get dreadlocks at the weekend. Right? I'm sure he's got his face tattooed.
I saw this as well.
Right?
Yeah, he's got little dots on his eye side.
But once again, if Justin Bieber wants to get a tattoo on his face...
He can have a tattoo on his face.
He can have a tattoo on his face. Do you want to know why?
Because he's Justin Bieber.
Exactly, right? But I'll tell you something Justin can't do.
Right.
And that's just throw around people's phones, mate. He's being sued $100,000, which is about 69 grand, over claims he smashed up a phone. He's accused of destroying Robert Morgan's mobile after he apparently tried to record Bieber attempted to down a beer bottle. Go away, Bieber.
Bieber, go away. Talking about you, not to you.
It apparently took place at a nightclub in Texas last month. I know what you're thinking, Rob. Why 100 grand?
Well, I want to know what phone it was for $100,000.
I know, right?
What phone was it?
No phone costs 100 grand.
But
what if on this phone... You have lots of special memories, you know, that you can't replace because Bieber smashed your phone.
Like what? Your
dirty pictures of your missus that one time where she would...
Oh, the casino.
Yeah.
All right.
Good point. And a lot of other things. Baby photos. You may have recently had a child.
Yeah, but surely that's what we've got the cloud for nowadays.
Hold on, stop complicating it. Basically.
I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to understand.
basically, he's being sued for such a large sum because the phone contained pictures which are impossible to replace, including images of his grandmother's 100th birthday party. Irreplaceable photos.
Yeah, understandable. I get that. But if they're that valuable, you don't leave them on your phone, do you? Who is this idiot?
He is an idiot who could get 100 grand.
Well, there is that fact. There is that true, yeah. I don't think he's going to get 100 grand, though.
So, I looked at this story.
Yeah.
And I thought, I could probably make a theme out of this for this week's quiz.
Right, okay.
So, this week...
You're right, okay.
We're going to do a quiz about the quiz, before the quiz.
God.
All right? So...
Yeah, so what's the... What are you doing?
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Celebrities who've smashed up phones.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Oh, embarrassing photos of celebrities.
No. You're rubbish at this, Rob. Absolutely rubbish. One more go.
Okay.
See if you can still be.
I wasn't expecting a quiz about the quiz.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians / celebrities that are being sued for stuff?
Close.
Are they in trouble with the law?
The theme to this week's quiz...
Just tell me what the flipping thing is.
Are pop stars who have been sued.
That's pretty much what I just said.
Or pop stars who have done some suing. Either or. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. So, are we ready for the first pop star who has been sued?
Yeah, go on in.
All right, here we go.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying, this is it, I've had enough, cause like, we hadn't seen each other in a month, when you said you needed space. What?
Most of these are pretty ridiculous as well.
As in the reason that they were sued or they sued someone for.
Yeah.
Fairly confident with the first one.
Oh, not a good
start. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's We Are Never Getting Back Together as well.
All right. Whoa. Calm down, yeah?
I'm on form.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying, this is it, I've had enough. Because, like, we hadn't seen each other in a month. When you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day. I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
So, apparently the story goes, Rob, listen, the story goes... She books some limos, so she went, I don't want the limos. The limo company went, I'm suing you.
I'm telling you.
We are never, ever
getting back together. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. But we are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together.
I do my my best
ever.
Cheesy.
What are you doing?
5 o'clock in the morning show. I'm just prepping myself, all right, for this link. Check this out, right? It's a sure bet that Taylor Swift and one particular limo company in New York City are never ever getting back together.
Shoots and scores. Hey. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I will brace myself.
Where's the wheel?
Oh, it's in the box. Right, bear in mind now, the beans have been open in the box.
They look like they're going
pretty
funny.
They look pretty gnarly, so that's always good.
You know we're keeping this company in business, don't you, by just buying more and more. Yeah. Ready?
All right.
Blindfold right down. Oh, do you want to do the jingle?
Oh, yeah. It's too much going on now.
Right, go on.
Beans.
Hands out. There it is. Oh. In it goes.
Boom.
Oh,
beautiful.
You got away with it.
Yeah, mate.
Tony Freddy?
That's for Tony Freddy. Woo! Right. Number two.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, because in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share, because
what are we saying?
I can hear it as well. No, I don't know. I can't think of it.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, because in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sun shines,
now,
you'll shine
Rihanna
together.
Has been sued by various people.
Several times, yeah.
Yeah. I went on Google earlier on just to see how many times she's been sued. And it's a lot. That's what I can say.
It's a lot, yeah.
Well done, Rihanna.
And that upset a lot of people.
Well, now I hear fans are like suing pop stars for like ear damage at gigs.
Really?
Yeah, it's mad what people sue for nowadays.
If you're one of those people and you're listening to this podcast, yeah, don't listen to this podcast.
I like fans who sue artists, though, who bullshit. Like Kanye West. He said, my album is only going to be out on Tidal a couple of weeks later on all other good available streaming sites.
Yeah, that's just being
a fan sued him for basically speaking bullshit. Kanye, you're chatting shit.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
I went out and bought Tidal for your album.
Really?
Yeah. And so
to be honest with you, I'd have just waited and just downloaded it illegally. Someone would have done that, wouldn't they? Let's be
it's only Kanye music, and
totally
he don't need the money, does he?
No, can I have the blindfold,
please?
All
the money is right. Oh, you can, with pleasure. You have that. I'll press that.
Bean.
Right, going to spin the wheel. Wheel of Doom. That was annoying because I could hear that song in my head as well.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I haven't missed this.
There you go.
Actually, I've got some coffee left in, I think, so. Oh. Oh, what is that?
Oh, what is that?
Oh. What is that?
Describe what you taste, Rob. Describe what you taste.
Well, it tastes like earth. Like soil.
Oh.
Like mud.
Yeah, like grass
no.
clippings.
It tastes like mud.
That's what I said. It's really earthy and cowy, that one, isn't it? It's not like grass clippings. The new ones, the grass clippings used to taste like the smell of grass
clippings.
Like
grass.
Right?
Freshly cut grass.
Yeah. The new ones, they're more earthy.
More like the bottom of the grass.
Right. With a little bit of a cow pat on it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Wasn't the worst one I've ever had, but it wasn't exactly pleasant. No.
Right, okay. Right, so it's 1-1 so far.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for number 3?
Yep.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. But when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day. The sky was all purple. There were people running everywhere, trying to run from the destruction. You know, I didn't even care.
What are we saying?
Skies are purple. The only two songs that pop to mind are very, very different songs. And they are Purple Pills by D12.
Or... Deep Purple?
No, songs that would mention deep, like Purple Skies. Or Purple Rain by Prince.
Right.
And now can't differentiate between the two, which is horrible.
Right.
And stupid.
Taking up your time, you know.
I'm going to go with Prince.
Oh, sorry. It is
Yeah,
Prince.
Thank you very much.
Dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. But when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day. The sky was all purple. There were people running everywhere. Trying to run from the destruction. You know, I didn't even care.
Say 2000 party over, it's out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Good year, 1999. Was. And my first titty grab in 1999. Oh, see what happens. Mike just drooped. Right.
Hang on. Now I'm coming over.
Let me fix this. Yeah. What have you done?
Got all excited, mate.
Hang on. I've turned you off. What the front door have you done here? No, seriously, what the...
I don't know.
You've broken it.
I don't know.
Let go.
My pop shield's broken.
Just hang on a minute. Right. Stop.
Me in the face.
You're back
today.
On. You're back on.
Great. All right. Okay, you were right, Prince. Nothing to do with Purple Rain, but whatever. You got the answer. It was hard doing that clip, actually, Robert, because I don't own any Prince music, but I was trying to find that track so I could buy it, so I could play that clip for
you.
Yeah. All right? And I found it very f***ing hard to do that. Thanks very much, Prince. Now, Prince... He sued his own fans. There's a lot of stories about Prince. We're hearing all nice things about Prince at the moment because sadly, Prince did die. And that is sad because he is a legend in music. Let's not take this away from the man.
Nope.
All right. But nowadays, it's really hard to find a Prince track online. Now, we live in the day and age of streaming music, whether you like it or not. This is where we are at.
Digital.
Right? So we've spoken about this on the podcast. Woke up one day, Prince, bad mood. He went, do you know what? All my music on the internet, get it off. Get it off now.
All of it?
I don't want it on there.
All of it?
And it is so hard. Try it. It's a good game. See what Prince... song you can find online.
I'll try now.
Type in Prince Purple Rain and see what you can find.
Okay, purple.
See if you can find video on YouTube of Purple Rain.
Videos. Acoustic cover by Caesar.
No, yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
What's this one? Prince Purple Rain lyrics?
Nope, that's just the lyrics.
No, it's not even a lyric video. No.
Told you, you can't find... any of Prince's iconic music online. You can buy it on online shops, but you can't stream.
What's this? Oh, it's the Super Bowl.
It's live, right? So
yeah, so it's not the album version.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
Point proven.
Right? So...
it's a good performance.
I found found that really hard to find, all right?
Yeah.
Because he just took all his music away, and now he's gone. We've got no chance of it ever returning. And I think he's been having us on. I think he's been having a cheeky little joke.
Why?
For the last couple of years. Because you can find some Prince material.
You're saying some?
Some. From 2013, he released an album, all right?
Did he?
And this legitimately, this is the only Prince track I could find on the internet today. This is Prince from 2013.
Breakfast can wait. Some gravy.
It's a
cook it like you, girl. No mail.
But eggs and jam.
Yeah, he's talking about
eggs and jam.
He's singing about breakfast, Rob.
It can wait. It can wait. But
he's very about, demanding.
But he does eggs and jam.
Breakfast can wait. I've got to take all my music off the internet.
After that, then
I don't want nobody to listen to my old stuff anymore. It's all about this new record. It's called Breakfast Can Wait. Out now.
Breakfast can wait. Get some gravy.
Now, gravy? I've tried to work out what he's having for breakfast, all right? This is a good game also. Another quiz within the quiz, okay. All right? See if you can work out what he's having for breakfast. Because I think he says chips and gravy.
Breakfast can wait. Get some gravy.
Chips and gravy.
I think he says get some gravy.
Get some gravy.
Get some gravy.
For breakfast.
Breakfast can wait.
All right. Get some gravy.
Yeah, get some gravy.
Get some gravy. Yeah.
Cheap eggs and jam.
Cheap eggs and jam.
Cheap egg. Or it could be cheese, eggs.
Cheese, eggs and jam.
And jam. All right,
go on, get going.
Can't nobody cook it like you, girl.
Simple.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Okay, so.
So we've got.
Breakfast can wait.
Get some gravy.
Get some gravy.
Get some gravy.
Cheese, eggs and jam. That sounds like a disgusting breakfast, Prince.
It's atrocious breakfast.
So, this is just something I found today.
No, that's amazing. I didn't even know he'd release an album in 2013.
Yeah. Great track.
Breakfast can wait.
Oh, yeah.
Available online now.
You can get it. You can get it. You can't get anything else. Right, let's move on.
Sorry. So, I was right. So, jelly bean, blind flowers.
Haven't we done this?
No, you haven't had your second jelly bean yet.
All right. Okay.
Trying to get out of it. Go on in. Go.
Bean.
Oh, hello. What's that?
Breakfast can wait.
There it is.
All right.
Go.
Oh,
I know what that is then.
Yeah, it's just baby wipes.
It is, isn't it?
I'm used to that. As a parent... when your kids are young and you're wiping their bum with baby wipes and something.
Yeah, well, you've got the baby wipe on your hand, haven't you? So.
Yeah, and there's been an occasion where it's I'm not going to get into it. It's gone to my mouth a lot. Right, okay. Right. Yeah.
Question four?
Question four, finally. Wow.
Get some gravy. Get some gravy. Cheese, eggs and jam.
Yeah, right.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
Got this one pretty quickly as well.
I thought I'd make this week's quiz a little bit easier for you, Rob. Don't want you to
cry about
it again.
Is that because there's a quiz in order to get into the quiz, and then when I'm in the quiz, there's a quiz inside the quiz.
Yeah, there's another quiz in the
quiz. Yeah.
It's all go.
It's the Foo Fighters and Pretender.
Whether I can do another one.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
What if I say I'm not just another one in your place? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
You're right, Foo Fighters. Rattlesnake in here. Foo Fighters and The Pretender. The Foo Fighters sued Marvel Comics, mate. They used some of their music. Yeah, that one's justified. I don't mind that. You know, if a big company like Marvel uses your music without permission, damn right, sue them. Yeah. That was a big
successful
law case. I believe they were on that one, allegedly. Let's just back ourselves up.
I was going to say, do we know what song it was?
Well,
does it have interest?
No, I wouldn't know.
Nugget of info, I'll just...
Google it, mate. GTS. All right. Final...
excuse me.
I am bad at this now, aren't I? Right.
Tune and blindfold, go on. I'll do the rest.
Imagine. Bean.
Do you want one of those? There you go.
Ooh.
Eat it. That's not a good face.
Wow.
Oh, is it that bad? Is it that bad?
It was all right until I sucked the juice down my mouth and now...
And it was the juice of a...
It's like a dog food, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not, is it? Don't lie.
No, smell it. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, that does smell like proper dog food, doesn't it? Go on, just swallow it. Just swallow it now.
Well, no.
Just swallow it.
No, because if I do that, I'm going to...
No, you won't.
I will.
Stop chewing. Get it off your tongue. Taste buds are in your mouth. Just get it. It's all right. Have some coffee. Come on.
Don't taste like dog food, though.
No, it smells more like dog food than...
It's now turning into like a hazelnutty kind of taste. It's not so
it's
bad.
It's not so bad.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done,
it gets
me.
Better the longer
well
you
Well done, me. Oh, it's changed again.
Number five.
Right, moving on.
First, you wanna go to the left, and you want to turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you up and you're down, and then between. Oh, I really want to know. What do you mean?
Breakfast can wait. Don't start that again. Now, this is something we've had from the podcast before, this one. Oh, I can't remember who it is. Hang on.
Ooh, yeah. Grits and gravy. Cheap eggs and jam.
Cheap eggs and jam, thank you.
Sorry.
This is either Vampire Weekend or One Direction.
Ooh, what are you going
Vampire
for?
Vampire Weekend.
No. No one for us to win, where
do I start? First you wanna go to the left, and you want to turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night.
I said last time you this, it's your new Madonna. You still haven't got it right. Three times wrong now, mate. Learn it.
What do you mean?
I will.
This is silly.
Right. All Justin Bieber music can be improved with maracas, an accordion and a triangle.
I think it sounds better, right.
Come out the blindfold.
Right, so what's the score so far?
It's 3-1 to me. Well, no, 3-2 to me.
Oh.
So I've won.
Oh, I lost for a change.
Yeah, but I'll have a jelly
it's
bean
like
for...
set it up or something.
Ooh. Come on. Spin the wheel.
Okay. But I argue all day. Right. There you are.
It's a very educational quiz this week as well.
Right. There you go.
Thank you for that. Oh, it's just not good, is it?
Oh, mate. What is it?
An egg.
Oh. Bloody disgusting. Does that taste of egg?
Yeah, it does.
Does it taste of...
It tastes like... Oh.
Cheap eggs. This
can wait.
Yeah.
Cheap eggs. Oh god, it's so horrible.
Ooh. Go on, finish it. Like a pro. No coffee yet. Oh.
What a man.
What a man.
But it's a win for me.
It's a win for you. It's a loss for me.
It's the first
That's
time
the
ages.
End of this week's quiz. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. A quiz for my mate Rob. Forgot the words.
Concentrating on track and right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one met a brother from the garden. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. And I say, I don't like crickets.
Oh no!
I love it. Don't you walk through my words, you got to show some respect. Don't you walk through my words, cause you ain't heard me out yet. Well, he looked down on my silver chain. He said, I'd give you $1. Said you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mama. He said, I like it, I want it, I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone, a long way from home. I don't like reggae.
No, no.
I love it. I don't like reggae.
Oh, no.
I love it. Don't you grab me style. Don't you queer on me, bitch. Don't you walk through my words, cause you ain't heard me out yet. I hurried back to the swimming pool, sinking pina coladas. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I've got it, you want it. My harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it and wallow in a dreadlock holiday. Dreadlock holiday. And I say, don't like Jamaica. I don't like Jamaica.
No, no.
I love her.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Oh. I don't know why it makes me laugh so much.
No, it's bonkers, isn't it? It's bonkers. Listen, now we've been away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we should probably have a bit of catching up.
Communication from the nation. This week, we couldn't decide what music to shout out people over.
No.
It's part of the podcast, if you're a first-time listener, where we shout out the listeners.
You,
So if you let us know that you're listening, we'll shout you out. It's pretty simple.
Twitter, at WCWSWP. That's Facebook. Subscribe to Audio Boom, iTunes, Podcast Addict.
We're everywhere. Google.
All over the place. We're on the Googles, Gmail, email.
Gmail email. All about that.
I know.
So, like I said,
anyway,
we couldn't decide what a music, so we have got I was going to say an amalgamation.
Oh, even better, an amalgamation
of different theme songs. All right.
Right, okay, so let's whiz through a few then. I want to say hello to Jenny, who's been listening in on the... enjoying the songs. Listening to the songs a lot from the podcast, which you can find on YouTube as well. So hello to Jenny and to Ian as well.
Yeah, if you just want to listen to the songs and make a playlist of all of our greatest hits of the
they're on YouTube. And we put them on Facebook and Twitter too. Yeah. To Fairy Trees and to Joey, to Drew and Melissa, Gabby as well. Hello and thank you very much for tuning in. Mel, our friend Mel, and
people like our instruments. Last
they love
time.
The
no,
instruments.
Didn't they?
There was a lot of love for
especially
a lot of love for Sam Cooke. The Sam Cooke cover we did, What a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Hannah has enjoyed the last few podcasts and was banging on about us not doing one last week, so Hannah, apologies, we are back, of course. Yeah. Jed has enjoyed it as well. He likes the bear blindfold.
Bear blindfold.
Bear blindfold.
Bear blindfold.
Mel was nearly... Oh, actually, we nearly killed Mel, actually.
Did we?
Yeah, we actually...
Oh, nearly, apologies,
she nearly
now.
Died because, well, basically, the platypus song.
All oh, right, okay.
Tickles her beyond belief. Yeah, and if none of this makes any sense...
A lot of people like the
platypus. Go back and listen if you're not sure what that's going on about. Hannah and Hayley from the Americas enjoying stuff and posting lots of GIFs on our Twitter at WCWSWP. Another Nicola, not my Nick. Right. Another friend of mine, Nicola, is enjoying the podcast as well.
First shout out for the rest.
Absolutely, indeed. And a mention to Sabrina and to Greg.
How is she? Is she all right?
Who?
The missus.
She's very
all right. Yes, that's good. Yeah, got anything good. Nice planned?
Well, yeah, we're going away, aren't we, for our, for our birthday?
Disneyland.
Yeah,
right,
we're going to Disneyland. Told you about that. 37 days.
All right, stop banging on about you and your missus. It's about the missus.
And Simon and Richard, thank you very much
Simon
for your ears. Cheers for your ears, as it were.
Is that everybody?
I think that's everyone accounted
good
for.
Good shouting out.
If we missed you, do have a go at us on Twitter or Facebook.
Please.
What's this? That's very cool, though. I like it.
So, moving on from the shout outs, it's now time to do the news. Titty titbits.
Yeah, titbits.
It's not that kind of news. Right, the first thing we have to talk about is that stupid Boaty McBoat face.
Yeah!
It's been going on for weeks. We've spoken about it. They opened up a poll. What should we call this expensive ship? UK people go, we want to call it Boaty McBoat face, and everything is Boaty McBoat face or some kind of form of face.
Bussy McBus face. Beachy McBeach
My
face.
Work was Housey McHouse face.
I didn't notice this.
They are
Twitter.
Still Housey McHouse face, actually. I believe
I
so.
I checked this the other day to show someone it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't there anymore.
No. Dagnabbit.
Who my work. and it this won. Has been going on for a while, and the name won. All right, so you think, great. There's an expensive ship now called Boaty McBoat face. That's what you would think, right?
Yeah.
You would be wrong.
No.
Be wrong. Because, like I said, the decision came down to one person, and that one person went, I ain't calling it Boaty McBoat face. That's an expensive ship right there. That's going to have a proper name. Derek Boat.
Derek Boat? No, it's Derek not called Boat. Derek, is it?
It's not called Derek.
It's RRS Sir David Attenborough.
RRS it has Sir David Attenborough.
Now, I asked why, because that is a mouthful and a half.
Right.
Right. It has to be called RRS because of what it is.
What is RRS?
Reconnaissance and Research Ship.
Ooh, check you.
I believe.
Long report.
Not too long. Just a little bit.
Just a little one.
So it has to be an RRS something or other.
Right.
So it would have been RRS Boaty McBoat.
So it's been named David Attenborough.
Sir David Attenborough.
Sir David Attenborough.
But,
so what is
out.
Sir David Attenborough going to be called now then?
Well, no, this is the thing.
Right.
Now what people have done is they've started a petition of themselves to ask Sir David Attenborough to change his name by deed poll to Boaty McBoatface.
Or just have it forced upon him.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. In fairness, let's be honest, we're all going to refer
David,
to that ship, aren't we?
We love you. You've got a great body of work. Love your programmes. What you've done for nature and conservation is brilliant. But we now want to call you Boma Boatface. Sorry, David. You've got no choice. Got no choice. But this is ridiculous.
I know, it's got out of hand as well, because they've also decided that in consolation prize, like we're going to accept this, they're going to call the submarine, one of the submarines that lives on the ship, Boaty McBoatface.
No. That wasn't the deal.
That would be submarine,
so submarine
face, wouldn't
the
it?
The submarine has come along and it's gone, oh, I'll be Boaty McBoatface.
Cheapskate. Getting in on the action.
What a stupid, ridiculous story that's gone on for way too long.
Hasn't it? Rumbled on.
Oh.
You alright?
Yeah. I'm drained from
Shall I give you some proper news? I say proper
do
news.
I was about to say, do we ever do such a thing?
No.
I found something, actually. We'll do this. We're keeping short and sweet on the news.
All right.
Boating with both faces, blowing me out of the water.
So you don't
boom,
know,
boom.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. You don't know about dog bathrooms at
no,
airports?
I don't. I want to talk about this, right? So, at the weekend, some people gathered at London's Conway Hall. All right?
Because?
Well, you could do a hell of a lot worse than heading to London's Conway Hall, Robert.
Well, of course, but I want to know why they decided to gather in such a place and why this became a news.
I think London's Conway Hall is every bit as enthralling as it sounds, to be honest.
Yeah.
So a lot of people went there the weekend to the Boring Conference.
Boring.
The Boring Conference. It's an opportunity for people to attend dull, monotonous talks on some of the driest subjects on Earth.
Sand.
But ones that closely reveal themselves to be deeply fascinating when examined closely. Ooh, interesting.
Sand.
Boring.
So, for a little while, there was live jigsaw puzzling. So, there's a guy on stage. He's doing a jigsaw puzzle on the big screen. People watching him. What are you saying? Up for some of that?
That sounds
boring.
Boring.
Alongside a talk on the mother of all dilemmas, lamppost, for or against, by Dr. Eleanor Herring.
How long does that take you?
Ages. It was so boring.
Did she fall asleep giving the lecture?
There was the chance to see a woman making tea. Nothing more, nothing less. Just making tea.
What, like one cup or just a rotation of
It was called the Lady Tasting Tea Experiment. 8 cups of tea, 4 with tea added first, 4 with milk added first, presented in random order.
Did she boil the water for one cup?
It was boring.
No, I'm interested now. Did she boil the water for one cup? Make that cup of tea, then boil another.
No, she made 8 cups of tea.
Filled the kettle up.
Filled the kettle up for 8 cups of tea.
Right.
She made 4
I'm thinking
cups of tea.
You could have strung that out for at least half an hour.
Where tea bag first.
Yeah.
And then another 4 cups of tea.
Milk first.
I don't know what the end of the seminar was about, but it was something that you could watch at the Boring Conference.
Boring.
Alongside the talk, that was the definition of boring. All right?
The definition of boring?
Yeah. A talk about boring holes.
Boring.
Ooh. Boring holes with drills and stuff.
Oh, right.
Very, very boring.
Yeah.
So, I want to make a date right now, Robert.
Okay.
Next year, my friend.
Hang on, where's my calendar?
It was Saturday the 7th of May this year.
So,
next year, notification, beginning of May. We are definitely going to that conference. It sounds immense.
Hang on.
Talk on lamppost.
7th of May. So it'll be the 6th. It'll be 6th then. Saturday the 6th.
All right. Okay.
Just make
a flipping note.
I mean, isn't it a boring? Boring conference.
Right. Are we done with news? Yeah. Right. Boring conference 2017.
Did you realise that's going to confuse the absolute shit out of me when it comes to like the 3rd of May next year? And I'm going to go,
I've got this boring conference.
Boring.
We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.
We came. We saw. We came.
Right.
That was mad. What has happened?
We're just excited to be back.
That's true, we are.
Right.
Very excited. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We came, we saw, we podcasted. He is Brian, I am Rob.
Go on, carry on.
I will then. I'll take it away.
You might as well. Took my line. No, go on.
No?
Talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to sit here and you want to talk about yourself, that's absolutely fine.
I didn't
want
to talk about myself. I was just going to say what you're up to the rest of the week.
But you said the line that I normally say, right? So what happens is I will say that and then you will react to that.
Yeah.
And then you will tell us about what you're going to be getting up to in the next few days.
Yeah.
I will say what I'm getting up to.
So what are you doing?
And then we end the podcast. Everybody goes home. Everybody knows what I'm doing. And everybody knows what you're doing, all right?
Right.
So what are you doing for the next week or so?
Well, a couple of days of work left, isn't it?
Haven't got time, mate. No, we've run out of time, unfortunately. That was another episode that we came, we saw,
we podcasted.
Wow.
We came, we kicked it down. We came, we kicked it down.